Hey there, this is Noah Garcia from NG Unplugged. So today we're coming from the couch, and today we're going to talk about fear, the sexual allure of fear, how to overcome the shackles of your leadership fear, how to break those shackles of your leadership fear. Fear is a great illusionist. It plagues the mind, and it creates all this trickery that is meddlesome in a leader's mind that prevents a leader from accomplishing great things, from taking that vision to the next level, from taking action. I mean, action and taking those risks that are necessary to go to that next level. We got to destroy it with unconventional thinking and a strong mind palace. So there's all types of fears out there. There's fear of flying. There's fear of being out at sea on a ship. Some people are afraid of frogs. Some people are afraid of spiders. I mean, fear that grips them and they're unable to move. They become immobilized. Their heart begins to race. They start sweating. They have this uncontrollable fear that grips them. And there's that clinical fear that is of significance. And then there's some fear that is not to that degree. There's fear along that spectrum, from little fear to clinical fear, where they need to see a therapist and get the appropriate help for that fear, which also is known as phobias. But we're not going to get into all that. We're not going to get into phobias and all that. What the focus of our fear in this discussion is about, what a leader has as fear, the fear to make decisions, the fear to communicate with their team, with those that they lead. Anything related to leadership and fear, we're going to discuss. And of course, there are necessary fears. Because, say, you walk to the edge of a cliff, and it's like 10 stories down, and there's nothing but water and rocks down there. Well, if you go over the edge, more likely you're going to fall to your death. And so that fear that if I walk, step over, I'm going to die, it's necessary because it prevents you from falling to your death. And there's other examples we could use about that. So fear can be a necessity at times. So fear, there's a connection to the past with fear. An individual can have low self-esteem, insecurities. There's past negativities, past things that mistakes and failures that happened in the past that are creating doubt in the current, in the now. And so there's also guilt and shame that can create that fear. Guilty of doing something in the past that if you do it again, if they find out, you might get that fear. There's fear of rejection. Maybe you've been rejected a lot by your team, those that you lead, by business partners, colleagues. And so fear of that rejection prevents you from taking further action the way that you would like to. So focusing on past events can create that fear. We start thinking in our minds, oh man, that happened back then, and if I do it again, or if I even do it differently, it's gonna lead to nothing good, and so I'm afraid to take that action. I'm afraid to take another risk because of what happened in the past. So that the past can play a role in your current fears that prevent from action. Also connections to the future. There's fear of the unknown. A lot of people are afraid to take action because they don't know where the action they take might lead to. No one truly knows. And yeah, you can plan to the best of your ability and take calculated risks and all this stuff that people talk about. But no one truly knows until action is taken, until that risk is taken. And it might not work. The outcome might not be the way you envisioned it. So, no one really knows what that future holds. Unknown feedback. People can be afraid of what others might say by what they are planning to do. So say, as a leader, you're talking it over with your boss, or you're talking it over with another colleague that's a leader in a leadership role, a management role, and you're sharing what you would like to do, what you're planning to do, the direction you want to go with your business, with the organization, with your department, and you start getting these looks and you start getting some feedback that is critical of what you're planning. So then you start getting fear and you start thinking and processing in your mind, oh man, they're reacting that way. They're telling me that. Man, I'm afraid that if I continue to do what I'm planning to do, that more people are going to react that way. So we start creating these fears. And then unknown acceptance. We don't know that if people are going to accept the outcome, or if they're going to put down the outcomes. So say you move forward with your plan, your vision, your mission. You set forth before your team, before your business partner, and you guys take action on it. And you're like, oh, you planned it all out. You've got these goals, you've got these tasks, you've got the timeline, you got it all laid out. And you're looking at the outcomes that you want. They're like, yeah, if we do all this stuff, if we plan it this way, then we're going to have these outcomes. And then you take action on it. And then you look at the metrics, you look at all the parameters and all the dynamics of that whole process, and you look at the final outcome and you're like, man, this wasn't the outcomes that we expected. And so then you have to present that to either your team, to your boss. You have to present the outcomes to the community, or to the board, or whoever it may be. And you're like, man, I'm afraid to present this because I don't know that they're gonna like these outcomes. And so sometimes we're thinking too far ahead about these scenarios that haven't even occurred yet, and we haven't even taken action yet, and we're processing this, we're creating all these scenarios that create this fear. And there's so much more we could go into. But so there's fear to the past, there's fear to the future that prevents us from taking that action. And so fear is like a poisonous fog. It seeps into the mind and it damages and it clouds our mind palace. That's why we got to create a strong mind palace, create that fortress. And listen to my previous episode when I talk about the mind palace. Because if we allow that fear to creep in and to seep in, our minds, it's going to eat away at our thought process. It's going to create that negativity in there. And once it's in there and seeps in there and festers and grows and you feed it, it becomes harder to turn that around. It's not impossible, it's just a little more work that you have to put into getting rid of that fear. So, you know, fear creates all this trickery, scare tactics, false truths. Hey, if I do this, then this is the outcome. Well, you haven't even done this to get to anything. So you're creating these false truths. And so, and you're believing them. You create a bunch of what ifs. What if this happens? What if I take this risk and my boss doesn't like it? What if I present this to the team and half of them quit? What if? What if? It's kind of like the buts. But this, but that. Buts and what ifs, they like that negativity. They feed off of your mind. They're like these little parasites. You got the what ifs and the buts, and they like to tag team and mess with your mind. You could tell yourself, so who will be talking? What will they say? Why do it? It won't get you anywhere. And so you start having this inner conversation with yourself about that. Who's going to be talking? What are they going to say? Why am I doing this? Is it worth it? It's not going to get me nowhere. All these things. And so you're creating this fear. You're building it and feeding fear. And so, like I said about the title, the sexual allure of fear. We can be in this comfort zone where we're used to and comfortable being in that. If we push ourselves to do great things, if we push ourselves to take it to that next level, it's going to be uncomfortable. And if you want to truly get to that next level, you're going to have to put yourself in a state of being uncomfortable. So it's easier to stay in that homeostasis. It's easier to stay in that comfort zone. And so fear brings on its sexiness. And while it's scary, in a way it's enticing you and it's showing you all this stuff and saying, hey, why not just stay here in the comfort zone? If you do that, you might not get nowhere. If you go over here and try to push yourself, and you're, what if you fail? What if you make mistakes? Hey, let's stay over here. And entices you with candy and entices you with skin and sexiness and all that stuff. And so a lot of people are enticed and give in to the temptation of the sexualness of fear. So, and there they remain, thinking that they're comfortable, that they're in a safe haven, and yet when they look back years down the road, they're like, man, all that was trickery, all that was temptation. And fear will go about its own business, latching onto every other mind that comes its way while it's done its way with you. So, and fear doesn't bring any value to you. They're non-value based thoughts, these what ifs, the buts. It creates a hindrance for your leadership. It creates a hindrance from taking action. There's no return on investment with fear. There's no ROI in it for you. The only ROI there is for fear. Fear is getting the last laugh at you. Do you want fear to have the last laugh? So, yeah. fear is, man, a powerful nemesis. So let's go down this road now. So fear equates. So low self-esteem equals feeling of low value. And I'll circle back around all of this, but pay attention to this. Insecurities equals unsure about your value. Mistakes and failures equals value wasn't good enough in the past to be good enough in the future. Guilt and shame equal not worthy to use your value. Unknown outcomes equals not trusting your value. Unknown feedback equals unsure about what others will say about your value. Unknown acceptance equals unsure if others will accept your value. Unhappy relationships, whether professionally or personally, equals afraid to leave and not find somebody else that will be attracted to your value. Rejection equals not accepting your value. Fear of rejecting your value. Fear of others rejecting your value. So the reason I summed all this up under fear equates, because all this ties to your value. When you allow fear to get in the way, when you're feeling that low self-esteem in your leadership, you're feeling that you're not of that much value, you're feeling devalued, you're feeling low valued, and you have all these insecurities, you're not sure about your value. And fear creeps in around all of this. All those mistakes and failures in the past. You tell yourself, hey, I wasn't good enough in the past. My value isn't good enough to become good enough in the future. And then that fear creeps in. That guilt and shame, that your value, where it's at is fine. It's not worthy of greatness because you messed up in the past. Afraid of that feedback. You're unsure of what other people are going to say about your value. So you get afraid because it comes down to you and who you are and that value that you have. You're afraid that they're going to not accept your value. They're not going to accept your qualities. They're not going to accept you as a person. Your professional relationships. And the personal relationship, we're going to say that for a whole another episode. There's going to be future episodes on fear and tied into relationships. And I'm going to spin it off on that. And maybe even with teenagers. And so there's going to be separate things going on. Got some things in store. But for now, let's focus on leadership. Your relationships with your colleagues, the relationships with your team, you're afraid that they're not going to accept your value as a leader. And so you're afraid to speak up. You're afraid to take action. You're afraid of being rejected, that they're not going to accept your value. All of this, all the fears that you have as it pertains to leadership, and taking action, and communicating, and putting yourself out there, and taking risks, comes back to one thing: value. Fear that they will not accept your value. Fear that your value doesn't matter. Fear that they can take away your value. All those fears, can grip you and prevent you from increasing your value to great potential, to that greatness. You have the potential within you, but we're allowing what ifs, buts to drain us and we're allowing that fear to plague our minds that allow the value to remain where it's at. And it's like a survival of your value. You want to keep yourself alive, your value going, so you protect it by not taking action. You protect your value by not taking risks. You remain in that comfort zone. You remain within your homeostasis, that sexual lure of fear that has kept you where you're at. So while you may think you're protecting your value, you're keeping it alive, that survival of your value, you're doing more harm than good. You're not reaching, you're not striving toward that maximum potential that you have. So you have a lot of missed opportunities because of fear. So how do you overcome fear? With so much fear going on. So this is two parts. The first part is one word. The second part is a phrase. So now, disclosure, there's no studies done on this. There's no in-depth analysis. And quite frankly, there doesn't need to be. Let me tell you something. There are many people out there that have different approaches to different situations, different approaches to addressing a situation. And that's great, because one approach might work for you while another approach might not work for you. So the more diverse approaches there are, and that they work for people, I think that's great. So this approach, if it works for you, hey, great, and share it. And if it doesn't work for you, then great also, because somebody else might have a technique, somebody else might have a method that will work for you. So the first thing is this one word called value. And what you want to do is first say the word, spell it out, and say it again, almost like a spelling bee. So like this, value, V-A-L-U-E, value. And you might need to tell yourself that a few times until it becomes habitual and just the repetition. And you likely say this in your mind because you might be in that situation with that individual, those individuals. And so what this does is you're triggering, you're starting the process of thinking about value and the value that you have and what this whole thing is about, value. And by spelling it out, that gives you time, and it stops that fear, those fearful thoughts from continuing, because you're saying V-A-L-U-E, and it's occupying your mind, and it's stopping those fearful thoughts. So once you go through that, you tell yourself this phrase, and you break it down. And you've heard me say this many times. Usually, as I'm talking to you, I'll say, you have value, you matter, and no one can take that away from you. But in this instance, you're going to say, I have value, I matter, and no one can take that away from me. So the first part is saying, I have value. You're focusing on you, all that you have, all that you are, who you are, what makes you you, and letting yourself know that, hey, I have value. And the next part is, I matter. Realize your value. Realize that you're value matters, that you are meaningful, that your contribution matters, and that you bring value to that situation, and that that matters, and that no one can take that away from you. No one can take that away from me, because you're the one in control of your value. You're the one that sees your value. You might say, but Noah, I just graduated college, or and I'm new to this leadership position, or I just created this business and I'm new to all of this, and I got a new business partner and I'm trying to lead this, and what value have I established yet? And well, your experiences and life experiences and all of that knowledge and wisdom that is still developing, is still in the process from the time you were born to where you're at today, whether as a new leader, as an intermediate leader, as an advanced leader, wherever you're at, you have established a value. You have established knowledge, whether that's street cred, whether that's through college, high school, activities you've been in, sports you've played, church groups you might have been in, spelling bees. Look at everything that you've accomplished. You have value. You created that up to that point, and you're going forward adding more to it. So don't tell yourself you don't have value. So do it like this. Value. V-A-L-U-E. Value. I have value. I matter. And no one can take that away from me. And if you're in front of people, or with your team, your organization, you're about to speak in front of hundreds of people, you're going to have a one-on-one meeting with your business partner, with your boss, and before you, and you begin to build up, and that fear begins to come, that sexual allure of fear that, hey, it's okay to stay where you're at. Don't speak up. Don't take that risk. Just keep going in the direction you're going. Stay in your comfort zone, your homeostasis. And so that fear is plaguing your mind. To say, hey, value. And then begin that process. V-A-L-U-E, which stymies that fear. Value. I have value. Understanding what you have, and what you have matters. I matter, and no one can take that away from me. Or when you're with them, you could say, and you can't take that away from me, in your mind. Or you could say, and they can't take that away from me. Don't give your power away to them. Don't give your value away to them. In your mind. So that is how, understand that the internal value that matters cannot be taken away unless you give it away. And what does all this do? It raises your self-esteem, your self-empowerment, security in yourself, your worthiness, your confidence, decisiveness, a strong mind palace, and helps with thinking unconventional. So let's regroup and recap here. So fear is like a temptress. It brings its allure to stay where you're at, and it plagues your mind. If you start moving out of that comfort zone, out of that homeostasis, it even gets bigger and it plagues your mind. You know, there's people out there that say they're fearless leaders. And that's great because they're out there taking action. But there's still the fears that that cross their minds. It's what they do with that fear. It's how they leverage it. It's how they, despite the fear that comes in and tries to attack their mind, they're fearless. They're still taking action. They're still pushing themselves out of that comfort zone, living in a state of chaos, so to speak, uncomfortability. So let's regroup again. So fear, tries to keep you where you're at. And so understanding that fear is tied to value, in that fear of your value not being matter, not being that your value doesn't matter, that your value doesn't belong to you, that your value is not as valuable as you think, that you're all those things. And remember to use that one word and that phrase, and it, practice, and be repetitious about it, and give it some time. Try it for a few weeks and see if it raises your self-esteem. You feel more empowered, you feel more secure and worthy of your value, that confidence that, hey, I got, and not in a cocky way, no, not like that, like, hey, look at me. No, but inside, did you feel confident in that, hey, I'm going to take a risk here. I'm going to take a risk with my leadership and take it to that next level. And see, you become more decisive in a profound way that will say, hey, I'm going to be accountable for my actions, and we're going to take action. And how you start getting that stronger mind callus by recognizing the value that your mind has, the value of who you are, the value of your knowledge, your wisdom, your experiences. And look at all that, and then it will allow you to start thinking unconventionally and looking at things differently and say, hey, that's a creative way of approaching something. So remember, you have value. You matter. No one can take that away from you. And yes, there will be rough times. Yes, there will be challenging times where the further you step out, fear will come more and will try to be more enticing, will put on and show more skin, and will offer more candy to try to get you to refrain from progressing. But it doesn't mean we give into it. We remember our value, and that it matters, and that no one can take that away. So hopefully this helps. Later on we'll have more discussions on fear and spin it off in different ways. So thank you for your time. Subscribe to my channel. Leave a comment down below. Follow me on all the social media avenues that I have. And feel free to leave comments, good and bad. And embark on this journey, this great leadership that you have and the value that it has. So thank you. Until next time.